friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, Games with Wrestling Podcast, filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring, and with me is none other than the delightful Dark Order member, Chris Hainer. Chris, how are you?
Matt, join the Dark Order. Join DarkOrder.com. I'm fantastic. I'm tired. Spoilers to the listening audience, this is not the first podcast we recorded today.
No.
We actually just finished recording next week's episode, which is round one of the Beefy Boy Showcase Showdown. The Tournament of Beef with Greg Spot Thomas. You'll hear that next week on the show, but today we're doing something a little bit different. We're talking Extreme Rules,
featuring so many matches that don't have any extreme stipulations. That's as of right. This recording,
extreme matches like two guys fighting and the first one to pin the other shoulders to the mat for 3 seconds wins.
Extreme
rules were like, if you hit someone with a folding chair, you are disqualified.
Extreme
like, if you make your opponent tap out or submit or in like something like that, then you are a winner, man or woman.
Extreme
rules.
Because of that, we have a this will probably be a briefer episode because we just recorded a very long episode and I am tired.
I'm tired. And also, we don't know what the heck's going to happen at this show, which is so weird.
We are recording this as of the afternoon of September 21st. We are after the Raw before Extreme Rules. Mm-hmm. SmackDown has not happened. No stipulations have been announced, but there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches. And we will give you our predictions before some great live coverage over at GameSpot on September 26th for Extreme Rules, featuring just me, Matt Elfring, because Chris is working all day Saturday.
I work Saturday, so I'm taking the day off to not relax, but instead fly back home to California.
And I am not working Saturday because it is my wife's birthday.
Extreme. All right, let's do this.
All right. Let us break open the forbidden door of predicting wrestling.
Okay, bye. I told you I don't want to be a part of any podcast with the forbidden door.
Let's open up the door for everyone, because wrestling is for everyone.
It's the most bidden.
First match, we have Liv Morgan versus Carmella. And I will say, Chris, looking at this lineup of matches, half the matches are women's matches, which is kind of awesome.
I mean, it would be if any of the storylines were good.
Well, you have a good point there. But it is nice to see pay-per-views that aren't that have something mildly fresh on them. Very mildly fresh, by the way. The most mildly fresh.
Look, I like Liv Morgan and Carmella. I'm sure their match will be fine or whatever. Like, I don't think their storylines that like WWE's had a lot of problems with the women's division lately in that, like, unless you're in the top one or two stories in most cases, the Raw Women's Championship and the SmackDown Women's Championship story, there's just not a lot going on. You're just kind of there. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that changes, but who knows? And with the Liv Morgan versus Carmella match, I don't want to say I don't care. That seems mean, but I haven't felt like I've been made to care by WWE. And that's a bummer. Liv Morgan's fantastic. I've always enjoyed Carmella. I think she's been utilized in storylines in fun ways in the past, but I'm just not into this match, and I'm just going to throw it to Carmella, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm going Liv. I just like Liv Morgan a whole lot. I think she's very talented. Mm-hmm. And I would just, in general, like to see more done with her. So I'm going Liv.
And as always, we go to our sophisticated AI prediction bot 3000. It will be predicting all of the matches alongside with us to 100% accuracy, according to it. So prediction bot, Liv Morgan versus Carmella. Who do you got?
I don't know. Liv Morgan.
Okay. Right. prediction bot is as invested in this match as we are.
That's not good. That's not a good sign.
Hello, kickoff show.
Ruby, Soho. No more barking. Thank you. Okay, I get it. That's right. My dog shares the name with an AEW wrestler. That's not a joke. That's real.
Incredible.
Chris, I think a good way to for WWE to bring back people, get them really invested on board, is to bring back a character that hasn't been around for a while because WWE moved them back to NXT. And it's going to be Roman Reigns versus the Demon Finn Balor.
I hate this. Finn Balor went back to NXT, more or less reinvented himself into the cocky prince character that he played on the indies so well. Which it was awesome. Incredible. And then they brought him back to the main roster to resume being smiley Finn Balor, who sometimes is the demon.
And not even built up in like a good way where it's like, Finn Balor wants to beat this guy, keeps wrestling and losing. He's like, the only way I can do to actually beat you is become the demon.
And he's not going to win.
No.
They're clearly building to Roman versus Brock at Crown Jewel.
Ugh. Crown Jewel does not exist, by the way. We will not be covering it.
Here's my prediction for Crown Jewel. We can make this Crown Jewel predictions episode too. My prediction for Crown Jewel is I will not be watching Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's 100% accuracy. I am also going Roman Reigns because I love the demon Finn Balor. I love Finn Balor, but I love the demon when it's used properly. And this is not, to me, proper usage of that character. You got to make me want Finn Balor to reach that next level.
And also, I love the prince Finn Balor.
Yes.
I love the prince.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to go right to Prediction Bot because I'm sure Prediction Bot can add a little bit more insight into this. Prediction Bot, who do you have? You doubt it? Prediction Bot, who are you picking?
The hype and excitement of the demon returning will be for notice. Roman Reigns will easily win this battle by reading Finn Balor from the Book of Mormon, changing Balor's religious views. Balor will then become part of the bloodline.
Wow.
A lot going on there. All right, so just to recap, Roman Reigns reads Finn Balor from the Book of Mormon, and then Finn Balor joins the bloodline.
Why is Roman reading from the book? You know what? I'm fine with it.
I don't know. I guess Finn Roman is part of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Okay.
Whatever. Sure. Yeah. I'll take it.
We have the Usos versus the Street Profits for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Chris.
Hey, Matt, we want the smoke.
I do.
I feel like the Usos are probably going to retain. I love the Street Profits and would love nothing more than for them to be a champions again and be a big deal, mainly featured, like a main featured team on SmackDown. However, I think we're still very much in a bloodline headspace, and that is not going to be changing this month. So no. I don't envision them losing the titles.
I feel like the bloodline is going to be in a holding pattern until Survivor Series with all the titles. So I agree that the Usos will win. I do love the Street Profits, and I hope that post Survivor Series, they will get a new reign with the championships. And that will bring us to Prediction Bot.
Even though the Usos decided they want to smoke, they certainly weren't ready for it. The Street Profits will easily win and will celebrate in the ring with Bianca Belair and Colin Firth.
I love how Prediction Bot really wanted to live in that beat there for a second. Just really live it in that pause.
I thought we worked on the programming so he wouldn't bring up Colin Firth as much.
I deleted Colin Firth from its memory banks.
Well, then how did this happen?
I don't know, Chris.
Is he just learning? Is he self-aware?
I think Prediction Bot is self-aware now.
I hate it.
Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. A rematch of a match that wasn't a match.
I understand that Becky Lynch is a heel, Matt, and I understand you're probably going to choose Becky Lynch because you always choose Becky Lynch. But man, I still have a sour taste in my mouth from how this all went down.
Same here. 100%. I am mad about Becky showing up during SummerSlam and just, you know, cheap shotting Bianca
Belair, imposing her will on the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah, it's, I understand Becky Lynch coming back and that's a big deal and you need that, but I don't care for this storyline. I am, unfortunately, this is the one time I'm going to unfortunately say it. Unfortunately, I'm with Becky Lynch on this match.
I agree. I think Becky's going to retain and it kind of bums me out. Unless she loses it and then the draft happens and her and Seth both go to Raw, which I could see happening.
Yeah. Prediction about where are you?
In fact, no, you know what? That's my official prediction. Bianca is going to regain the title. Becky is going to get drafted to Raw along with the people's
Lord Seth Rollins
deity.
Oh, Seth so people, Rollins. So we'll have reasons to watch Raw again. But even though,
we got Big E and the New Day over the now. But like, yeah. think about like a Big E and Seth Rollins feud for the title. That sounds like money to me.
Ooh, I'm in.
Look at me booking Raw, so people want to watch it.
Prediction about what do you got in this match?
Becky Lynch does another cheap shit to Bianca Belair and beats her again in 15 seconds. The crowd goes mild.
Wow, what a zing from Prediction Bot. Holy cow, I love it. Prediction Bot with the fire and the crowd goes mild. That sounds like a joke I would make.
Why is my dog not stop barking? Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Prediction Bot. Next match. Damian Punishment Martinez Priest versus Sheamus versus Jeff Hardy for the United States Championship. Boy, oh boy. That's just where I'm landing with this is boy, oh boy.
His name, Matt,
mm-hmm.
is Damian the Punishment Priest Martinez Jr.
That's right.
Versus Sheamus versus Jeffrey Hardy. For the United States Championship.
I want Damian Priest to move on from Sheamus. I would like to see.
Remember when we wanted Damian Priest to move on from the Miz and Morrison? Is it a case of like Priest is only interesting for so long with a new opponent? Or is it a case of like WWE keeps drawing out his feuds way too long?
I think it's a case of Damian Priest just being put in feuds with veterans. And there's nothing fresh about that to me. I don't mind seeing veteran versus veteran, but like when with someone they're pushing like Damian Priest, like I want to see him against like a younger opponent. I want to see him, you know, really utilize his athletic ability in the ring. And I know Jeff Hardy is very athletic, but like,
oh man, put him in there with Ricochet. Rick O'Shea.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
And then Aleister Black's coffin goes creak.
But he's not there because he's in AEW now.
Yeah. So,
but they kept the coffin and who comes out of the coffin, right?
No.
Austin Tahiri.
Oh, creak. I'm Austin Theory.
That's exactly what he says. Matt, quick sidetrack. Very quick. I promise. Did you watch the first episode of NXT 2.0 or whatever it's called?
No, but I like the color scheme. Wasn't there a wedding on there?
Yes, it was the wedding of Dexter Lumis to Indy Hartwell. I highly recommend you go back and watch just that segment. It'll be one of your favorite segments on TV in years. Johnny Gargano is perfect throughout. Austin Theory is perfect throughout. It's a wonderful segment from everybody involved. It is, I would argue, maybe the best wrestling angle, best wedding angle in wrestling. Maybe ever. It's good.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna watch that one. For this match, I'm going Damian Priest because
I mean it's Damian Priest.
Yeah. Prediction Bot 3000. Who do you got in this match? Just let us know.
Like, remember how bad the Kip Sabian wedding was on AEW?
Yes.
This is so good. It's legitimately good and hilarious. And it's not, it's not a calamity. Okay. Like that's the best thing I can say about, it's so good. As I was watching, I was like, oh my God, Matt's going to love this. And then I forgot to bring it up.
And then I just stopped watching NXT because when all the changes were happening, I got like bitter wrestling fan inside that they're taking it away from Triple H.
Well, to be fair, Triple H is at home recuperating. I believe Shawn Michaels ran the show last week, and it's still a good show.
Good. Prediction bot.
Damien the Arrow Punishment Priest Inez will decide to avoid that match and go to the state fair instead. There, he will get his face painted. He heads back to the PPV and notices he and Jeff Hardy have the exact same face paint. How embarrassing.
So, Damien Priest goes to the state fair, gets his face painted, and has the same face paint as Jeff Hardy.
But who wins?
I don't know.
Okay. You know what? We have programmed Prediction Bot to know what's going on. I trust him.
I don't see he would never lie to. I'm sorry. It would never lie to us. So anyway, last match of the evening that is booked so far. And I say last match of the evening, I mean, what is on WWE's website in kind of first to last order. It is Charlotte Flair versus Alexa Bliss, Raw Women's Championship. I would love to predict that Alexa Bliss is going to win the championship. I, for me, booking wise, that's where I think they should go. I just have a bad feeling that Charlotte Flair is going to retain, and it's just going to be blah. But I'm going to say Alexa Bliss.
I'm also going to say Alexa Bliss. I've been like, as you are with Becky Lynch, I have been ride or die for Alexa Bliss for a very long time. I ain't changing my tune now.
And I would like to have somebody interesting as champion. We've talked about this before. I think Charlotte Flair works best when she's not champion, but in the running for the championship. I think that's where like her character's sweet spot, because when she becomes champion, like the cockiness of that character doesn't seem to fit for me personally.
I completely agree with you, Matt. I completely agree with you.
We will go to Prediction Bot for the final prediction.
Alexa Bliss will turn into Lily and marry Chucky as a way to cross-promote Zippy's upcoming Chucky TV series. Then, the two of them will try and murder Charlotte Flair, only to be stopped by Andrade, who has returned to WWE.
Wow.
I mean, synergy.
So, I mean, you have synergy with Sci-Fi's Chucky. And then
Matt, USA Sci-Fi's Chucky.
Sorry, USA Sci-Fi's Chucky. I apologize. And then you got the return of Andrade.
Who I was under the impression he'd signed a long-term AEW deal. Maybe that's not the case.
Me too. Apparently, Andrade is coming back.
You heard it here first, everybody.
That sounds like a SmackDown hacker piece, but
oh well.
We'll never know. Maybe he'll come on in 3 weeks from now and talk about it. But not this week.
Nope, not this week.
There's no stipulations for any of these matches, as we mentioned earlier, which is, I'd say, very aggravating, because how am I supposed to get excited about the pay-per-view that's called Extreme Rules when I don't know what's going to be extreme?
The rules are so not extreme here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think a lot of WWE fans in general, I don't want to speak for everybody.
No, Matt, go ahead and speak for all wrestling fans everywhere.
No, I'm not. I mean, WWE fans, I think I'm not getting excited. Like, I was excited for SummerSlam, and after SummerSlam, I just haven't been like pumped about anything. I don't know. That sucks. But then again, AEW is like stealing all the spotlights right now with, you know, having fun pay-per-view, and probably one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in a long time.
I'm going to go ahead and note this, Matt. It has been announced by WWE that Finn Balor, the Demon Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns, will be contested under Extreme Rules.
Cool. That does. Roman Reigns still wins.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway, come back to GameSpot on Sunday, September 26th for live coverage and a review of the battles between good and evil, or heels and faces. Wow. Also, make sure to watch Stars as Heels. That's wrapping up soon, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
One of my favorite TV series of 2021. Also, I don't know, enjoy what you enjoy.
Okay, I will then.
Okay. I know this was a shorter episode this week, but we got a really good one coming for you next week, where we have the official start of the Big Beefy Boy Tournament, where we're looking at wrestlers, current wrestlers across all promotions, the televised promotions, we'll say, to see who is the biggest and beefiest boy in wrestling. And by the way, that includes women as well. Big Beefy Boys.
That's true.
All inclusive.
Beefy Boy Tournament is all inclusive. Everyone is welcome to participate.
And I'm going to say there are some surprises in there.
Oh, boy.
There's actually, we didn't really argue because we've already recorded the episode, but there's some controversial moments.
I was devastated by one moment.
I know, Chris. And I'm like, I know.
You betrayed me.
I did. Kinda. But I was true to myself. And isn't that what matters?
No.
Greg Thomas Martinez will be back. You may remember him from episode 5 of Wrestle Buddies or 4.
He was the one where we talked about bad video games.
Bad video games. Yeah, he's one of the original members of the Wrestle Buddy clan.
Wrestle Buddy Nation.
Which is 4 of us. It's him and Keisha.
Yeah, it's me, you, him, and Keisha.
But we had him back on just to talk about the looks of wrestlers.
what a journey.
What a fun idea for an episode, Chris, or in multiple episodes.
That's true. Thank you. That's true. We're killing it.
Anyway, we'll see you next week for the Big Beefy Boy Tournament. Chris.
Yes.
Any final words?
Yes. Exploding ring deathmatch power bomb combination superstar splash.
Perfect. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.